जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन 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 जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय जय यशोदानंदना जय ब्रज जनरंजना जय यशोदानंदना जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज विहारी जय कुंज विहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Jaya Shri Gopal Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo.
Kali Yuga Pavan Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः.
From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Text Number 31. This chapter is entitled Birth of Emperor Parikshit.
Saraja Putro Vivridhe Saraja Putro Vivridhe Ashu Shukla Ivodupa आशु शुक्ल इवोडुपा अपूर्यमाण पितृभिः अपूर्यमाण पितृभिः काष्ठाभिर् इव सोन्वहम् काष्ठाभिर् इव सोन्वहम् स राजपुत्रो ववृधे आशु शुक्ल इवोडुपाः अपूर्यमाण पितृभिः काष्ठाभिरिव सोन्वहम् राजपुत्रो ववृधे आशु शुक्लो इवोडुपा अपूर्यमाण पितृभिर्व सोन्वहम् स राजपुत्रो वृद्धे आपूर्यमाणः पितृभिः काष्ठाभिरिव सोन्वहम् स राजपुत्रो बुवृधे आशु शुक्लो इवोडुपः आपूर्यमाणः पितृभिः काष्ठाभिर इव सोन्वहम्
माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग सह दैट राजपुत्र द रॉयल प्रिंस विवृधे ग्रू अप आसु वेरी सून शुक्ले वैक्सिंग मून Iva, like Udupaha, the moon, Apuryamanaha, luxuriantly, Pitribhi, by the parental guardians, Kashtabhi, plenary development, Iva, like Saha, he, Anvaham, Day after day. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
As the moon in its waxing fortnight develops day after day, so the royal prince Parikshit very soon developed luxuriantly under the care and full facilities of his guardian god grandfathers. This text does not have any purport, so we'll go to the next one also. Yakshamano swa medhena jati droha jihashaya raja labdha dano dadyo nanyatra karadandayo. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Just at that time, King Yudhishthir was considering performing a horse sacrifice to get freed from the sins incurred from fighting with kinsmen. But he became anxious to get some wealth, for there were no surplus funds outside of fines and tax collection. Purport. As the Brahmanas and Vipras had a right to be subsidized by the state executive head had the right to collect taxes and fines from the citizens. After the battle of Kurukshetra, the state treasury was exhausted, and therefore there was no surplus fund except the fund from tax collection and fines. Such funds were sufficient only for the state budget, and having no excess funds, the king was anxious to get more wealth in some other way in order to perform the horse sacrifice. Maharaj Yudhishthir wanted to perform this sacrifice under the instruction of Bhishma Dev. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Nilikam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the devotees present. that I may be able to speak something for my own purification and for the pleasure of devotees. So, we have been hearing over the last few days about the glories of Parikshit Maharaj. How a devotee of the Lord, he becomes blessed with all good qualities. Like in today's verse, it is being mentioned that just like a moon in its waxing fortnight, it develops day after day. Every day the moon, the size, the beauty, the brightness, the glories of the moon keeps on increasing as the during the waxing period, every day. And similarly, Parikshit Maharaj's glories also, it was increasing, and under the very loving protection of his grandfathers. Like, we've heard how Parikshit Maharaj was as good as Ikshvaku, the son of Manu, in maintaining his subjects, how he was like Lord Ramachandra in following the Brahminical principles. He was as charitable as Raja Shibi. And in archery, in bowmanship, he was as good as Arjuna. And in fact, he was as good as the Supreme Lord also, it is compared to. And we can see that how the Lord actually becomes happy when he sees that his devotees' glories are increasing day by day. Just like the Lord's qualities are unlimited, similarly the devotees' quality also, as is mentioned over here, every day and every night the glories of Parikshit Maharaj was increasing. And in the next verse, it's where Srila Prabhupada has written, given the very beautiful purport, he says, at that time King Yudhishthir was considering performing a horse sacrifice to get freed from the sins incurred from fighting with his kinsmen. And he became anxious to get some wealth, for that there was no surplus funds outside the fines and tax collection. So, you see, Yakshamano Ashwamedena Jati Droha Jihashaya. So, Jati Droha Jihashaya, for getting free from the sin of killing his kinsmen. So, we can see, we have read before also how Yudhishthir Maharaj, actually he did not perform any sin. The Pandavas, the war was actually, it was thrown upon them. It was forced upon them. As Kshatriyas, it was their duty to perform the duty of a Kshatriya of managing a certain portion of the land. And they went to the extent of, because their own property or kingdom was usurped by the Kauravas in not a proper manner, and they wanted that property back, and they were even agreeable to take very very small, just a 5 villages for that purpose, so that they could pursue their duties. But they were not allowed that by the Kauravas, and hence they had to fight this war. But And it was the will of Lord Krishna which the Pandavas wanted to execute. But after the war, as we have read earlier also, that the Yudhishthir Maharaj was very sad that he was the cause, just to put him or reinstate him on the throne. So many people, so much of a loss of men and property, and so many people became orphaned because of that. So many ladies became widows. So he was so saddened by that, and to overcome that or to atone for that sin, he is now actually contemplating, just as guided by none other than Bhishma Dev. He wanted to perform this Ashwamedha Yajna. And because at the end of the war, Kurukshetra, the state treasury was exhausted, and there was no surplus fund except that from tax collection and fines, which was sufficient only to manage the state affairs. Now this extra cost of organizing a Ashwamedha Yajna. Rather, it's mentioned that he organized 3 Ashwamedha Yajnas. So there was a very big requirement of funds. So we see that to wage a war means it costs a lot. Even today we are in the world situation, we are faced with a war. And we can see that how such a great implication, not only between the 2 states which are warring, but in the entire world, there is so much of anxiety, so much of uncertainty which is there. Any war means you have to pay for the army, you have to pay for the arms and ammunition, and so much of destruction is caused. Like earlier during the Mahabharata war, the war was taking place only in a battlefield. It was restricted to that area between the 2 fighting armies. But nowadays we can see that how the battlefield is now, even the civilian population is exposed. And the entire whatever development has been done can be just blown away by the various bombs and missiles and everything. And we can see day after day, news is coming of so much of destruction which is happening, not only to life and property, but to the entire environment also. So much of different poisonous gases would be let go over there, and which the entire humanity has to pay for this. And we see that so war actually is a very, very costly affair. Like earlier also, like we've read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that how the Nawab Hussain, he wanted to go for a war, and then for that purpose he wanted that Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they should handle the affairs and so that he can collect some money and get, so that he could expand the influence of his kingship. So war means there is a lot of destruction, and there is a big cost of financing. Somebody has to pay for it. And many a times we see that when an aggressor, he fights a war, then he loots that people, the people, the property over there, just so that he can cover up the cost of the war. And here, but we see that Yudhishthira Maharaj was not wanting to collect money for waging another war, but rather to perform penance or atonement for that war. He wanted to perform a sacrifice of Ashwamedha Yajna. So, to perform a yajna also means there are a lot of resources which are required. So, like we see, means this, the finance ministry or the department, they also have to arrange for various developmental activities. And the government, as is mentioned in the purport by Srila Prabhupada, just like the Brahmanas and Vipras, they have a right to be subsidized by the state. Similarly, the executive head has the right to collect taxes and fines from the people, citizens, so that he can manage the state affairs. And so, the king or the administrator or the ruler, they have to not only, they have the right to collect taxes and penalties from the, or fines from the people. At the same time, it is not that it is for meant for their own sense gratification or their aggrandizement. It's all this money which is collected, it actually has to be plowed back into the kingdom or in the economy so that the developmental activities can go forward. Many a times we see that so much of infrastructure needs to be created, roads, canals, metros, hospitals, and industries also. And all of this requires a lot of financing. And the king or the ruler or the government, they have to actually plan this. And for this, they employ so many very, very intellectual people over there, Department of Revenue. And for this, there is a need. And here we can see that how Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was contemplating that how should I arrange for this finance. One option is that you can increase the taxes or increase the penalties, fines, which we see nowadays mostly. When just recent yesterday we were having a meeting of our AFTEC members, and there was a discussion how the tax rate on various commodities has been increased, the GST. So one option is that, or the fines are increased. Earlier, like when anybody jumps a signal or anything, or commits a traffic rule violation, then maybe there was a fine of say 100 rupees, 200 rupees. Now it has been increased directly to 1,000, 2,000. And if there is, before you clear that dues, if you commit another mistake, then the fine is doubled. So this is the process. Means one way of collecting money for your management or the running of the country is through collection of fines and taxes. But then there is a lot of difficulty which is imposed upon the people. And here we can see that Yudhishthira Maharaj was contemplating that there should be some other source. Raja labdha dhano dadyo na anyatra karadandayo. Apart from the tax and fines, kara and danda, he wanted to explore the possibility of financing this big yagya which he was supposed to have, so that the people are not inconvenienced. So we can see that how compassionate Yudhishthira Maharaj was. As a king, he wanted to perform this yagya for the betterment, for the atonement of his sins, at the same time for the betterment of the people. At the same time, he did not want to load them with extra duties and taxes. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, although he was actually not sinful, he was a great devotee of the Lord, and the war was waged not for any selfish reason, desire, but to fulfill Lord Krishna's desire. So Yudhishthira Maharaj performed it as his duty, and so he was not actually affected by the result. But yet Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to atone for his actions. So why? Because he was a very, very responsible person. So he felt that I have to take responsibility of this massacre which has taken place, and I want to do some prayaschit or atonement for that. So if somebody performs action for his own self-interest or his own selfish desires to fulfill them, selfish desires, then he is actually bound by the actions which he does and whatever the outcomes are. But here, as a Kshatriya, for the pleasure of Krishna to establish dharma, the Pandavas had waged this war. So if one does like that, actually it's mentioned in Bhagavatam that if one is actually working for the fulfillment of the desires of the Lord, actually Lord takes the reactions for that. It is said, Shakta karmani avidvamso yatha kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvams tatha shaktas chikirsho loka sangraham. Like when a person, an ignorant person, he performs his duties with attachment to his results, similarly we may see that learned people may also act similarly. They may be performing similar actions but without attachment, and for the sake of leading people on the right path. And in such cases, what happens? The Lord himself, he takes the whatever reactions to that are there. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, however, being a very, very compassionate and responsible person, he was feeling himself that I am responsible for this. In fact, in the last verses of chapter 8, we see that how Yudhishthira Maharaj was actually feeling that it's not possible, even if I perform some sacrifice, then also I will not be able to overcome or atone for my sins. He gave the example that if there is muddy water, you cannot filter it and get pure water by just filtering it through the mud. Or if there is a vessel or a bottle which contains liquor, then you cannot wash it with liquor and then make it pure. You know, a liquor bottle which is contaminated by liquor, it cannot be cleaned with liquor itself. So similarly, he is saying just the atonement for so many, killing of so many people cannot be atoned, cannot be rectified by performing sacrifice, and in which Ashwamedha, like a horse is sacrificed, or Gavalambam, where a cow is sacrificed, or a bull is sacrificed. So by, that's what he says. And actually in the purport, Prabhupada says that actually in such a sacrifice, if it is actually done in the proper manner, it is not the killing of the horse or sacrifice. Rather, these animals, they get elevated in their position. So it is not actually killing of the sacrifice or the yajna, such a yajna, Ashwamedha yajna. So the performer actually gets a lot of relief from all the sins, or he gets the benefits of sacrifices performed. But if such sacrifices are performed improperly, then it actually leads to then that person becomes responsible for such killing. So, and Prabhupada actually explained then further that these yajnas were applicable in a different, under a different time, place and circumstance during the Dwapara Yuga. But now, as of date, if you see, these type of sacrifices, Ashwamedha or such sacrifices, are not actually possible to be performed properly. Why? Because there are no proper ingredients. There are no such grains available, or the proper priests are there, and so much of money is required for carrying out such things, and there is so much of scarcity nowadays. Every prices are increasing, people are suffering, and so in such situations, it's actually very difficult to perform such sacrifices. So he suggests that actually the best way is to, for Kali Yuga, the most effective sacrifice is Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, normally we see that conditioned souls, they don't want to take responsibility of their actions, you know, of the sins or the they commit. But a responsible person, he actually, even if he has not committed some sin, but still he feels himself sometimes responsible. And that is why we see that here Yudhishthira Maharaj is feeling that, no, I need to perform some sacrifice, some atonement. Like even when Lord Krishna was going back to the spiritual world, although Krishna, it is said that he had one regret after doing all his leelas. Lord Krishna, while going back to the spiritual, he still had one regret. Like even once Srila Prabhupada was asked that before he left, that do you have any regret, or is there any mission which you could not complete or you could not achieve? So then Prabhupada mentioned that, okay, I was not able to establish Varnashram. So that was one regret or unfulfilled mission of Prabhupada. So similarly, Krishna, when he was asked, he said, I have this regret that I was not able to come in time to save Draupadi. I was not able to protect Draupadi in the way I would have liked. So although we know that Krishna, he came in the form of a sari and he was able, he protected Draupadi, but still he had this remorse that, no, I could have done something better. So a responsible person always feels that I should have done anything much more, although he has fulfilled his responsibility. On the other hand, irresponsible people, they always feel that, oh no, I should have been getting more. Or they are claiming for or demanding for more rights, and they want to pass on the blame for any mistake or anything on others, or they feel that, oh, they want to play the victim card, or they want to say that, oh, actually there is some conspiracy to blame me, like that. Although they perform all the heinous activities, but still they want to pass on the buck to others, or the responsibility to others. But here we see that Yudhishthira Maharaj, he wants to perform the Ashwamedha sacrifice. Why? Just to atone for such so-called mistakes which he has committed. And it's mentioned that one who has actually, Yudhishthira Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord, and he was one who has taken fully the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord, he actually need not take help of other karma kanda, like Ashwamedha, Yajna, all these are part of the karma kanda. So he need not have to undertake such sacrifices for purifying himself, because the process of bhakti, because he has surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so any sins which he may commit, either by mistake or anything, that actually the Supreme Lord, who is situated in the heart, he absolves him immediately. He takes back the reaction to such sin. So, we see that here Yudhishthira Maharaj is performing this sacrifice. It's not that because he does not have full faith in Lord Krishna or the process of bhakti, but rather it is that he wants to perform this atonement. At the same time, he has full faith in the Lord, and therefore such activity of karma kanda also does not actually cover his faith in the Supreme Lord or his bhakti. Just like Rupa Goswami says, that anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. So bhakti means that it should not be covered by jnana or karma. So if it is covered, then the person's faith is not there in the Supreme Lord. But if one has the right disposition, if he has the right consciousness, that and then such a person, if he performs Ashwamedha Yajna or such like this, but still he is considered pure, because he is always taking the shelter of the Supreme Lord. So just as here it is explained, to perform Ashwamedha Yajna, there is a need for a lot of wealth. And Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports, he says, the other day, Sri Dama Sakha Prabhu was saying that how in the earlier times, the Brahmanas and Vipras, they were very nicely maintained by the state, and they were able to provide so many services for free. They were able to give knowledge, they were performing samskaras for the people, they were giving guidance even for ailments, because they were fully proficient in Ayurveda, in astrology, and so many things. Why? Because the king or the state was taking full care of them. And at the same time, it's not that these Brahmanas or Vipras, they were very greedy and they wanted more and more. Like nowadays, like we see, that ministers, in the name of education, for appointing teachers also, they are making so much of money, they are collecting so much of money just to amass so much of wealth, and they don't even know why they are doing it. It is so, we can see that earlier such Brahmanas, they were doing just taking care of people, and as will be explained in future verses also, that the king Maruta, when he had given so much of charity to Brahmanas and all, after performing various yajnas, and so much of gold and other plates and all, they were actually discarded by the Brahmanas, just like that. Why? Because they were not in need of it. So Jesus just left it, and whatever was necessary they took, rest of the things they abandoned. So we can see how the mentality of people has been degrading so much, and now the state, like it is mentioned that a king should collect taxes, at the same time he should use it for the development activities, and the analogy is given of that of the rains. Just like we see the clouds, they collect water or in the fall and during the summer months, and then during the monsoon or the rainy season they deliver the water for the in some places where there it is necessary, so that agriculture and other things can take place. So that is the duty of the administration or the king, that he collects taxes, at the same time he uses it for the benefit of the people or the subjects. If the people are confident that this government or this administration is actually going, spending for the welfare of the people, then nobody will be stingy, or nobody will want to cheat the government and not pay the taxes. Only when people also feel that, or they see that the government is misappropriating funds or their ministers are corrupt, then they are also feeling that why should we be paying the taxes. Sometimes when we go for assessment or anything, the taxes, the many a times the officers, in order to meet the their targets of collection, then whoever is genuine taxpayer, they will impose fines and penalties on that. At least, because why? They will say that at least this much amount is going to be get collected. And on the other hand, other people who totally evade taxes, they go scot-free. Of course, the government has to devise so many systems just to ensure that the people they are paying their taxes properly. So if there is transparency and people have the confidence in the government or the administration, then they are also happy to pay taxes, because they know actually it is going to benefit each and every one of us. Just like the example is given of Maharaj Gaya. In the fifth canto, Maharaj Gaya, he gave full protection and security to the citizens. And so, he actually distributed so much of charity also, that people were all very nicely taken care of. There was sufficient food and to feed all the citizens, means including humans as well as the animals and livestock. He would sometimes, and this is called, means in the Prabhupada writes, this is called poshan, taking care of the food need of the people. He would sometimes distribute so many gifts to the citizen and satisfy them. This is called prinana. And he would sometimes call meetings and satisfy the citizens even by speaking very good words and sweet words. So a state head is not only required to take care of the physical or the bodily needs, but even by speaking sweet words and giving, he can actually please the people. And this is called upalana. And he would also give good instructions on how to become first class citizens. Like even by inspiring people to do good activities, taking care of the environment, taking care of the cleanliness, and by that also the administrator or the ruler, he can actually inspire the people so that they can become a first class citizen, and that is called anushasan. So like that, Maharaj Gaya, he performed his duties in such a great way that everybody became so happy, and they were all happy to pay their taxes. And even Mother Earth, it is said that she was ready to give so much of produce and with all resources, that everybody was very happy. And at the same time, Maharaj Gaya, it is said, he was not proud of that. Although he was perfect in all respects, he was not proud, nor was he anxious to rule the kingdom. So he was always detached. It was not that he wanted to stick to his throne, whatever may be, like that. So, it is actually the ruler, or the he is actually a representative of the Supreme Lord. He is called, the king is called Naradevata. So Naradeva, that is that he is the representative of the Lord, and just like the Lord takes care of all the people, all the citizens, all the jivatmas, so similarly it is the duty of the ruler also that he should take care of the needs of all his citizens in a very perfect manner. And so a king, for a king it is natural that he wants to increase his area of influence. But at the same time, he has to perform, just like he has to perform sacrifice or yajna. So just like a kshatriya's natural propensity is to increase their influence, it is also required that they perform sacrifice or yajna for the benefit of the people. Just like as brahmanas, they have a natural propensity to get more and more knowledge. They collect knowledge. At the same time, it is their duty that they should distribute this knowledge also to others. Or maybe just like Vaishyas have this principle, it's their natural propensity to earn more and more, collect more and more. At the same time, they have this responsibility of giving more and more charity for the benefit of the people. So that's how it should actually be balanced. So we can see that just like the Kshatriyas are allowed to collect taxes, but they should not be exploiting the people. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was trying to look for other avenues whereby he could collect money, so that apart from the duties and taxes, he could organize this yajna without inconveniencing the people. So this is actually the principle. Like recently our finance minister also, she had mentioned what the Shastras say about the principle of taxation. Dapayatva karma dharmamyam rashtram nityam yatha vidhi asesha sankalpayed raja yoga kshemam atandrataha. So the shloka alludes to a king who has to make arrangements for yoga kshemam, for the welfare of the people. A person, he should not do by just abandoning laxity, but also governing the state with dharma, and in consonance with dharma, the king would have to collect taxes from the people. So nowadays we see sometimes many governments, to ensure that they are in power, they may give freebies, they may give concessions to people in their taxes, and people are enticed by that, and they vote them to power. And then we see that because of such wrong decisions, then what happens? The entire country is, the full economy is devastated. Like in Sri Lanka, like we saw that how the government, they reduce the taxes for the people, the minimum tax for the income was increased from 5 lakhs to 35 lakhs, 30 lakhs. And so the collection of taxes from the people was lowered. And so the government, all the revenue was, nothing was collected. And there were so many concessions given just in the name of promoting the industry and all. And eventually what happened? The full economy itself, it collapsed. And when the people actually, then they understood, they did not have food to eat. They did not have even medicine for their fever. There was no fuel, petrol in the petrol stations. And in such a dire state, the entire economy was led to just because of mismanagement, or by a few people who promised more than what they could actually deliver. On the other hand, there could also be such cases where people, they tax the people so much, or they exploit the people to such an extent, like we see in some of the communist countries. There also then people become so weary, and they find that suddenly the banks get bankrupt, all their life savings, they are taken away, and even if they dare to protest, then they are beaten up and they are put in jail. So such situations are there. So here we see, as per the Vedic principle, that there has actually to be a proper system of taxation as well as government spending for proper causes, and to ensure that the subjects or the people are actually happy in the state. So we can see that the duty of a Kshatriya is actually very challenging, and being a representative of the Lord, he has to take care of the subjects just like his own children. And that is why they are called Raja Rishi. Means, as a Raja, they are having authority or control over so much of wealth or property of the nation. At the same time, as a Rishi, they don't use it for their own self aggrandizement, but rather they use it for the benefit of the subjects, for the people. And like we see in the glorification of Maharaj Gaya. So, Prabhupada says that those who are ruling this world at the present moment, they should take lessons from King Gaya, King Yudhishthir, King Prithu, and rule the citizens so that they will be happy. Presently, sometimes governments may be levying taxes without improving the citizens in any cultural or religious or social or political way, and that is actually not correct. So it is the duty of the king or the administrator. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he performed 3 Ashwamedha Yajnas, but his glory, because he managed the kingdom in such a good way, that his glories were more than greater than Indra himself. Indra had performed more than 100 such Ashwamedha Yajnas. So, because Yudhishthir Maharaj had this desire, he was feeling himself responsible for the war and so much of killing. He had repentance, and at the same time he wanted to perform this Ashwamedha Yajna or perform penance. So in the I will just conclude with this point, that there has to be a balance of both repentance and penance. Like in the first canto, 3rd chapter, Srila Prabhupada says that the various energies of the Lord, just like Lord is omnipotent, his energies are also omnipotent. So if we have the proper mood of repentance and penance, then we can actually transfer, even in this material world, from the ourselves, from the influence of Mahamaya to Yogamaya, from the external energy to the internal energy, just by having the proper disposition of both repentance and penance. Just like we see Ajamil, when he heard the conversation between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, then he realized, oh, I have committed so many sins. I drove my chaste wife out. I relinquished my duties towards my elderly parents. I did so many illicit activities. I looted people. And because of all that, but when he realized this, he was ready to go to Haridwar and then perform penance. For 12 years he did austerities over there, and then he became eligible to go back. So repentance means it is passive rectification. So one feels remorse for his or sorry for whatever misdeeds he may have done, but at the same time it has to go to the next stage, that is, one has to perform austerity or penance for that. That is called active rectification. So if repentance, it does not go to the next step, then it is actually incomplete and can lead to inferiority complex. On the other hand, when the activity of penance is done in the proper mood, then with the feeling of repentance, then it can actually elevate us. Otherwise, it may become mechanical, and it may become just like an elephant bathing, like we do prayaschitta and then again we atone and then again commit sins. So just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Jagai and Madhai that you should not sin more, you should not, at the same time you create this bathing ghat, positive austerity, and so that those people whom you had troubled earlier, you can serve them by providing them good facility. You know. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is actually celebrated as the greatest pious king because he was ready to perform penance or austerity for the betterment of all the people. So we can see that in today's world, it's very difficult to perform such big yajna for atonement or things. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considering the present situation, he has given us the most effective mode of yajna for all of us. That is the Sankirtan yajna, which can be performed by each and every one of us. Like for and there are no much rules and regulations for that. And by performing yajna sankirtanahi praya yajanti hi sumedhasa, those who perform they are this sankirtan yajna, they are actually the intelligent people, sumedhasa. And by doing so, we can actually achieve the same benefits for the welfare of our own self and for the welfare of the entire humanity. So thank you all for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I'm already late, so please.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.